Hamtown Smackdown is New Zealand's premier hardcore festival. It takes place this Friday and Saturday at Zeal Ward Lane, down past the Bombay Hills in the city of the future. Long Distance Runner, Markdown, The Contenders, Whiz Kids, Too Late Exile are just some of the bands performing this year. And to tell us more is one of the Smackdown organisers, Sarah. Good evening.
Hello, Zach. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. As we were just talking before, before I put you on hold, congratulations on putting on a festival.
don't congratulate me just yet. We'll see how it goes this weekend.
How do you think it's going to go this weekend?
I'm hoping it's going to go well. Everyone in the team has put in a lot of hard work. Like, I saw maybe like 5 months of just volunteer work. And we've thought of like every possible, you know, thing that we need to plan for, plan Bs, but I think it'll go well. Zeal's a really good venue. It attracts a lot of young people and it's quite a safe environment, so we'll have the best.
Yeah. Mm. Why is Hamilton such a, like, Hamilton's got a long history of great music and really strong ties to the hardcore scene in New Zealand. Why is that?
Don't want to bag on Hamilton because I love the place. But it might be because there's not a lot else to do. I think it's a legacy thing too. Hamilton kids, there isn't a lot to do, and you pretty much make your friends, and your friends are everything, and you do things together, and you develop hobbies, and I think that's where, I don't know, the affinity for the hardcore scene comes from, because it's all, well, it used to definitely be mostly surrounding about unity, family, kind of a second family kind of vibe.
Mm.
I think that's what attracted it, but the legacy in terms of like the consistent connection, I think, came out of the hard work of the people in the early stages putting on shows. The creation of Smackdown about 17 years ago, 16 years ago. And yeah, I think so. The fact that it always has been a hardcore thing has helped it continue. I mean, it's had a bit of a lull, the closing of Void and other all-ages venues over the years. It's been more and more kind of shouted towards just a music genre that sometimes has shows, but we're hoping to bring it back.
Very good. You mentioned the word legacy. I wanted to ask, you know, as you say, 16, 17 years, what kind of legacy does Smackdown have?
To be honest, I think it has, like, a positive legacy, but also a few negative aspects. In the negative sense, it seems to have left behind, I mean, just through the fact that it's always going to be whatever the many individuals create is what it's going to be put out to the public or to people who come by and only, you know, dabble in the scene. But there has been that kind of macho, high testosterone kind of people just wanting to use the music as an excuse to get, you know, their fighty anger out. And that sort of like elitist or cliquey kind of vibe that you get everywhere. But I think that's largely overrided by the positive kind of legacy of something that's consistent, something people can depend on, something that has, I don't know, always been quite hopefully like affordable. We try to keep it affordable because it is in the end like a showcase of New Zealand bands, but also a chance for the wider community and younger folk to come along and feel welcome and feel like they can check out the music in a kind of positive environment that's not going to judge them with lots of people, not just like a clicky little thing. So I think largely, yeah, I'm hoping the legacy, well, this is what I've experienced as a young girl growing up in Hamilton. I'm hoping to continue as a legacy is that it's Smackdown is somewhere that you can see all the current bands that are, you know, working hard and putting out good music, and you can go along, and it's an open event, you know. It's not somewhere where you feel like you won't fit in, they say.
Tell me about your first Smackdown.
I was terrified. I think I was 15, and I really wanted to go along and hear Antagonist AD. Well, Antagonist only at the time, but now they're Antagonist AD. And so I went along with a couple of friends who at the time were considered, I think, I don't know if you remember the scene. It was called, like, the...
Oh, I
like
remember the scene. Most,
like, no, like, you know, scene kids.
Yep.
And it was very intimidating, but I went along for Antagonist, but I actually fell in love with the band Brick vs Face.
Ah, see, my first my first hardcore show was the In Your Face release. Big fan of Brick vs Face.
Yeah, I was like, I remember going to the last show. I think it was 2011. It was a little bit like a, I don't know, an end of an era for me. It was what got me into the hardcore scene, what got me going along to shows all the time. And it disappeared. But I mean, the shelf life on a band in the scene is, you know, not very long. It's kind of normal. But yeah, that was my first experience. It was hard because I was like a young, short, brown, kind of hairy chick. And I just was going along to this place where I didn't feel like a particularly fit in, but the music is what actually kept me coming back. And over the years, you know, the 10 or so years, I've developed a lot of really, really great friendships out of that scene.
Let's talk about the music. How do you go about choosing your lineup?
It comes down to like quite a few different things. Obviously, I would say like quality of music, but pretty much every band that in New Zealand that pops up puts a lot, so much hard work into it. They're all really great. We try to keep Smackdown kind of true to its hardcore roots in the sense that the bands are along that spectrum or around it. Obviously, there's not very many purely hardcore bands left in New Zealand. It's not as big as it once was. So we do go over into a little more of the, just the hardcore punk or the punkier bands and maybe like grindcore and such. But also it's about, I don't know, if the bands are actively playing lots of shows, if they're travelling up and down, for example, from Auckland to Wellington, that's quite a big distance, you know, dedication, trying to get the music out there, how well they're received. There's been a band, Sick Old Man. They weren't originally put down on the list for a band to put on, but we heard so much feedback about how great they were and how, I don't know, high energy and enjoyable their shows were that we thought, yep, we'll put them on. It's a number of different things. If a band's been playing, there's a few bands that have played quite a few Smackdowns previously and they're still really good, but we thought we'd like have them take this year off and make a bit of room for some newer bands to come in. So a thing that I've focused on this year was also trying to get some bands that when you look at them up on stage, they don't look like they're 30 and a veteran and really good and intimidating, you know, like just a few of the younger bands that maybe some young kids could come along, have a look and say, oh, they look like me, they're like quite young, I could do this, and hopefully start a band.
Awesome. It's funny, I think that being 30 and a musician makes you a veteran.
Well, you know, they're just...
But that's
you're a veteran once you hit 30 in this scene, you're like...
Exactly.
You're big time at that point. And they're also very, very talented, you know. You have bands like Too Late with mid-20s to late-20s members, and they're all incredibly technically skilled musicians. It's a very intimidating thing to look at. So, you know, they're a headliner, but then we've got to have some younger bands that are up there. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Before we go, I'd love to know, like, what are some of the trends that you're seeing in heavier music in New Zealand?
Trends, do you mean in terms of like anything?
Obviously everyone still wears a lot of Nike.
Oh my god. Yeah, Nike, windbreakers, you know, tight jeans, that's not under the same go away. Basketball shorts are still there. Maybe fashion trends, yeah.
But what about sonically? What are you finding is popular at the moment?
I think there seems to be hardcore, and so we had the Break-In playing this year, and they're very old, you know, a bit more old school hardcore, and it's quite down to the message and the music, but I'm finding people are liking very technical things, and also there seems to be a rising popularity of that kind of, beatdown kind of style. A lot of break-ins, a lot of chances for people to just, I don't know, windmill and throw their hands around and... What, you know, as they do, I don't know how to describe it without making it sound horrible to the general population. It seems like a move towards more beatdown, or either there's also a split towards kind of more metallic hardcore. It's getting really, 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 really popular. It's actually something that I enjoy personally a lot more as well, so I'm not complaining. But I still like the very purest hardcore, and hoping that by having bands like The Break-In up there, maybe some young kids will want to bring that old stuff back.
Well,
I'm trying to influence the trends.
Of course,
all my power.
Congratulations for getting this far. I hope the weekend goes well. Thank you for chatting to us, good luck with future Smackdowns.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. That was Sarah of Hamtown Smackdown, or one of the group putting on that festival this weekend, which is happening on Friday and Saturday at Zeal Ward Lane in Hamilton. Worth the drive down, for sure, to see bands like this. I'm going to play 4 or 5 songs from artists from Smackdown. Going to start with WizKids, Possessed.
The sheep.